This is on the Slamin Shubadaf Ayin Omer Bez, Yumadaf Ayin Omer Bez. Sa'ayel Echad Omer Kan, who Omer Bechemish Pekudim. That according to the Shita, the ayel that is mentioned in Parash Zacharemos is the same ayel that's mentioned in the Korbanis of Musaf in Parash Pinchas. Frek Techach Masadam and Nefichos Avelos, Metzeves Mesha Shal Gimel. Yes, again, according to this Shita, in Acharemos' ayel, in Pinchas' ayel, it's the same ayel. So as Techach Masadam, in Pinchas, this isn't the only carbon of the Karban Musaf. There are other carbonates in the Karban Musaf. So why in Parashas Acharemos does it decide to pick one carbon out of the Karban Musaf? The Charech mentioned all the carbonates of Karban Musaf. Zog Techach Masadam, Ataretz Alpi the Gain. Very famous Gain brings a Medrash. The Aaron HaKayan had the ability to enter the Kayesh HaKadashim anytime he wanted. Bitnai, that he did the entire Seder of Yom HaKippurim. And Lefiza, this is why he explains why the Hitzav, the Kaf, and the Machta was Shalei al Seder. Why? Because Dafkan Yom Kippur, where there was Alchem HaShem Sinai, that there had to be five tefillahs, on that it had to be done in the order that our Gemara tells us. However, the rest of the year, there's no din of Chamish Tefillahs, it would follow the exact order. Lefiza, Zogta Chachmas Adam, this is Pshat, why there's a Kfilos in the Torah. That the Torah is letting us know that let's say Aaron HaKohen wanted to go not on Yom Kippur. Which carbonates does he have to bring? Does he have to bring the ayil? Does he have to bring all the carbonates musaf? Zok Techach Masadam, that we see from here, the only carbon musaf that he would have to bring is this ayil, not the rest of carbonates musaf. And that's the why the Torah repeats specifically the ayil, not the rest of the carbonates, to let us know that if Aaron HaKohen wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he wanted to follow the Seder of Yom Kippur, what does he have to bring? He has to bring the ayil, but not the rest of the carbonates musaf. That's the Torah Techach Masadam. The reason why I picked specifically the ayil, not the rest of the carbonates musaf, is to let us know specifically the ayil has to be brought if Aaron HaKohen wanted to enter it throughout the year. Another Torah that the Achronim explain, they explain al pi the Ramban. The Ramban has a shita in Vayikra, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Beis, that in the Midbar there was no carbon musaf. According to this Ramban, there still would be a din to bring this ayil, because now midin the Karban Musaf, there's an ayil mitzad the Seder Aveda. And mitzad the Seder Aveda, even if there was no din, Karban Musaf. Let's read very quickly. Again, we have a Kamash of Chachmas Adam. Why does it specifically bring the ayil and not the rest of the Karban Musaf? He explains, I'll be the Gain. The Aaron HaKohen had the ability to bring enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wanted, but tonight that he followed the Seder of Parashat Acharemos, and the Shaila is, he have to bring the Karban Musaf, Zakta Chosan, he would have to bring specifically this ayil, because this is mentioned Acharemos, that's why this one is mentioned, not the rest of the Karban Musaf. Another Teretz Alpi Ramban, the Ramban holds that the Karban Musaf weren't brought in the Midbar, however, this ayil would have to be brought because it's part of the Seder of Acharemos, not just Midin, the Karban Musaf. Everyone have an amazing day.